Hi guys, how are you? This is Executive Consultant Jeff Rollins. Hope that you guys can hear me okay. I just am excited to be here. Marie and I were speaking, and it was great to see her down at Ambition. I hear all the voices and the people from all over the country, and it's just it's amazing. Tonight's been one of those nights. Been a busy night. We've been planning our a second Northeast Live business presentation. And, you know, on the Business Builder call, Brian McClure has, you know, hosted this call for the entire time I've been in the business since 2010 and before that, and, you know, has guests like Marie and myself. I mean, great leaders. You know, if you just, it's just so great to be affiliated with the type of people that are in leadership in Ambient Energy. And, you know, I just can't thank Maria and her leadership and what she's done for Ambit Energy, and just you know, a powerhouse speaker, a great leader, and a lady, you know what I mean? And when you have women that can stand up in front of a room and deliver a clear message with such professionalism, you know, we need more and more quality people in this business like her. And it all comes down from leaders like Brian and just everything that this has been about for the last 10 years. And, you know, this country, everybody on this call has just, I know, experienced in some way or another, somewhat of difficulty, some more than others during the last year and a half and what's gone on with our country. And it's, you know, it seems to always be the elephant in the room. You know, tonight I was on a call, like I was saying, with a great leader from the Baltimore, Maryland area, Shelley Weems, and she's going to be joining us and her team on the 26th in Malvern, Pennsylvania, for our second live business presentation with you know, representatives from corporate, and they're out there, and they've been in Houston, they're in Dallas, and they're doing live monthly business presentations, and it's happening, guys. It's coming back. And I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about something that's been really on my heart about, you know, this year I went down to Ambition, and it was different. And I always say that, you know, the only thing that's constant in the energy business is change. And sometimes it's not always, you know, about the rates or a change in a market. Sometimes it has to do with this change in the other side of our business. You know, we are an energy business because that's what drives revenue. Brian always used to say, you know, you're running a sales and marketing organization, and Ambit Energy just happens to be the revenue stream that's being fed into that sales and marketing team that you're building within Ambit Energy. And we are the network marketing, the direct sales, whatever you'd like to reference it to, but that is who we are. That's our function in this business. I mean, Vistra has a lot of other channels that they gather customers in. And the reason that Ambit was bought, Ambit Energy plus Ambit brand marketing division, was because of the brand and because of what we are capable of doing and what Vistra and Scott Hudson and Sidney Seeger and Jim Burke, all these guys saw in Ambit Energy. And, you know, I'm not leaving out Kurt Morgan, but Kurt Morgan wasn't one of the ones that saw it. Kurt Morgan is just like an amazing individual that's got so much clout in the energy industry. I mean, his main function that he does in Vistra Energy, travels around with a team of 8 very intelligent people that, that work with the local, energy commissions and the government and lobby area, you know, advocating for deregulation and energy escrow companies. I mean, it's a powerful element that we never had when Jerry and Chris were in the business. They just didn't have that available to them. But Scott Hudson and Jim Burke, these guys were advocates for the direct sales leg, the channel that they call it. In fact, I've heard Scott Hudson actually reference to us as the consultancy. I always think about Star Wars when he does that. And, you know, so this year we went down to Ambition. It was different. You know, there was a protocol, and things had changed in the sense of entry into the thing. And I was going down with my 2 kids, Aiden and Emma. They're my youngest 2 of 5. And some of you know my story and some of you don't. And I'm a father of five, and I have two younger ones that are left in the house, a 16 and 18 year old. And one of my daughters and her fiance live with me right now, but it's just, it was different. And I promised them we would take a trip to Dallas, and I was glad we did. I mean, Dallas is a great city. We did all sorts of fun stuff. And we end up, you know, being presented with an award that just, I have to be honest, it's, you know, it's one of the most humbling times of my life when you're honored an award. I mean, no award in Ambit Energy, in my opinion, is ever earned individually, because as a team, the awards are won because we're a team business. We're a network marketing company. We you know, that's what we do. And the Perseverance Award, I guess, is probably, could be considered maybe one of the most individual awards that are given out. The Thompson Leadership Award might be, would obviously be another one, but just amazing, because I didn't know Johnny, you know, Ronnie Kirkland. I didn't know. I knew Ronnie Kirkland from Ambit Energy, seeing clips of him played every year, that great people that had gone through tremendous challenges in life were given this award after this guy that spoke. And the only sense I ever got of Ronnie Kirkland was obviously when he spoke, most of the times, if you watch the clips that are from Ambit Energy, Jerry Thompson Jr. was standing either next to him or behind him, and just watching the affection and the respect that Jerry Thompson Jr. showed towards this guy was very humbling, to be named after an award after somebody. And so, you know, I had to look up like the definition of perseverance. I'm like, you know, listen, perseverance is a big word. We always use it here, thrown around. But what was it all about? And I had to look it up, and, you know, perseverance is doing something despite difficulty. That's the first line, or the section of line of perseverance, to do something despite difficulty. Now, you know, everything in life has its different channels, but most things that are worth something, I think everyone could agree, are going to cost you a certain amount of sacrifice in some way or the other. And it doesn't always have to be difficulty, but a lot of times it is. And things that we do that are worth something, either monetarily or personally, or just gratification or love or whatever it is something that comes with inconvenience and difficulty. It's just a fact. It's just the way of life. And why most people never succeed or never get ahead in certain areas that they want to. They'll talk about it, they'll dream about it, they'll desire it, but they just won't, because they just aren't willing to take the time to plow through difficulty and obstacles and learning curves in your inability to operate within the area that you approached. I mean, it's the bottom line is people are already successful in the energy business. So if you get it, and people are successful in network marketing in general. So the case of us personally looking at the amount of time and what we've spent in Ambit Energy and how much we've achieved and how much gratification we've gotten from it is ultimately based off of the individual efforts that we've made, or the unbelievable difficulties we might have run into. And neither of them are wrong, or neither of them are the wrong way to go about doing Ambit Energy. And unfortunately, some people have faced more difficulties than others. I mean, I hear stories, even this year, stories, and listening to Marcia, she's from Brazil and she lives in Florida now. She came here and she didn't really speak the language. And there's so many other stories like that. And what she's done in Ambit Energy, and some of the other you know, individuals that were from Latin countries that came here, I just can't imagine coming here and not being able to speak a language, first of all, and even surviving. If you dropped me in the middle of Venezuela or Guatemala or Brazil, I'd have a difficult time navigating, finding a bathroom, finding out where to go eat, because I don't speak the language, and I was never taught it really properly in school. But people to come here and do that, those are the people that are amazing to me, and that have overcome incredible odds and deserve the recognition of overcoming and difficulty and perseverance. And that's the first part of perseverance, is what they've done and other people. And then, or experienced a delay in achieving success. That's the second half. So it's either difficulty or delay is the channel to achieving success and of persevering through sometimes difficult times. So if that's the formula to perseverance, and we're saying perseverance is a path to achieving, then what are we saying about that? We're saying that there's most likely a chance that to become successful in Abbott Energy, become successful in life, in a relationship, whatever it is, there is going to be difficulty and delay in satisfaction. That's just a fact. And no, this business is no different than any other business. But I really, truly believe, I was talking about it today with Maria, is right now there are people that you touched base with a year ago, 2 years ago, that were on your list, that their circumstances have changed. They've gone through difficulty. They're gone through delay of success because of COVID-19 and different things in their life. And what they said to you 2 years ago and what they might say to you today about this opportunity could very well be totally different, but they're just waiting for you to call them back. They're just waiting for you to reach out to them. They might be a little embarrassed that they said no to you the first time. And you could reach back to them. So just listen, do what you do best. Most people are out there, they're on different social media sites. I have to be honest with you. I'm going to wrap up with this. It started to engulf my life to the point where I was uncomfortable with it. And a lot of people might not be willing to talk about this, but I was on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on different platforms, and during this election and all this stuff, and I was sucked in. And so I decided September 25th, I haven't been on Facebook. I miss all my beloved friends on Facebook, and Maria's one of them, and just seeing their lives and seeing their achievements. But I needed a break from getting sucked in and wasting time on my success, wasting time from my kids, whatever. It's a personal decision. So I went on a detox from social media, and I've been on one for 12 weeks on any kind of news media. Social media, print media, anything like that. I tell you right now, it's amazing when you have to face your own self and face your own challenges. And I love Facebook. I love being in contact, seeing pictures. But there is a sense there of a lack of reality in my eyes on a lot of stuff that goes on in these platforms. And I just needed a break from getting sucked into it. So I've been on a break, and it's been refreshing. It's been awesome. So guys, listen, if we're gonna make it to the places that we want to be, and we're going to succeed in the goals that we've made, there's a very good chance, unless you're just an awesome, unbelievable, lucky person, and I wish that on you, because that happens to some and happens to not many in other areas, is you're going to have to forge through some difficulty and some delay in your success. So I wish you guys amazing success. I think the future of Abbott Energy is huge. I think what's happened with Vista, it could not have been a better timing for Abbott Energy. Now we just need to go out and work and do exactly what we were supposed to do. Gather a handful of loyal customers that we love, know and trust, and show others how to do the same, and build the largest energy portfolio that you can for your family that's going to pay your residual income month after month after month based off of public utility. Nothing's changed in my eyes except for me looking in the mirror and saying it's time to go again. All the troubles, the clearing is in the way, and another storm is coming, guys. It might be in a year, 2 years, 5 years, might be next week for you, but there's a clearing for some huge success, and I'm excited about it. So, Maria, I hope that's helpful to people. I'm going to jump it back to you. I'd like to hear from you and what's going on in Abbott world, in your world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeff. I mean, it couldn't have been a better intro for this call. That first part is exactly what we were looking for when we are talking about resilience, because that is the topic of today. So thank you very much, Jeff. The reason why you're here today is because you embody that And no wonder why you are the recipient of the Perseverance Award this year. And, you know, when we talk about resilience, that's going to be the second part of this call. It's really intended to be not about a class about resilience, but what it does to all of us when we keep it, when we're building our business. You know, for those of you that don't know my story, you know, I was fairly new in Venezuela, in the country from Venezuela. And when I heard about the opportunity, I was really excited because I saw a possibility for that American dream. You know, we always hear about the American dream. I'm sure you hear about it all the time. But when you're an immigrant, it you know, has a different meaning. You believe in a world of possibilities when you're here. So whenever I saw the compensation plan, I really saw the opportunity to make the American dream work. But then, you know, when I started talking to the few Venezuelan people that I knew here in the country, right away I started getting rejected. And, you know, some of them even questioned if I was okay, even my sanity, if I was doing okay, if the immigration was tough on me. And that's why I was paying attention to this kind of business opportunities. And then came someone who told me, Maria, it's really up to you. And one of my mentors told me, it's really up to you who to choose to listen to. Either those that don't have the life that, you know, you want to have, or those that really live it on a daily basis. Those that inspire you because they have walked the talk, they have done the work, and they are where you want to be. And that's when I decided to pay closer attention to those mentors, to those leaders that are taking some of their time, sometimes out of retirement, to show, to inspire, to teach. And that started to make more and more sense to me. I stopped caring about their rejection. And this comes from someone who always wanted to be okay with everybody. So resilience in this case, and again, I don't think it's a coincidence we are talking about resilience on National Mulligan Day. I don't believe it is. And for those that didn't hear the beginning of the call and don't know exactly what it is, you don't golf, that's the opportunity golfers have for a do-over. You know, it's another try after the first attempt was just wrong. So how many mulligans do we have here in Ambit Energy? How many times we hear no, and that doesn't mean it's completely over. How many times life happens and then we can't pick up right where we left off? Just to share a few stories with you, you know, it was in 2012 when I had to leave to Venezuela. That was, in fact, the last time I had the opportunity to go back to my home country. And it was really tough to go back there, not knowing if that was going to be indeed the last time to see my grandma. Very emotional trip. It was all about family. And, you know, I had to see things that I didn't want to see about the situation there. People struggling, see my grandma aging even faster, because that's what stress does to people. That's what chaos does to people. So I took about 2 months, and the reason why I decided to go there as well was because I had a little heartbreak in my Ambit business, and I'm sure that sounds familiar to you. That was the first wave after seeing momentum. What I mean is I started my journey, I started getting results, I promoted, fast-tracked to regional consultant, developed an organization. And then I started to see some challenges. The challenges were people wouldn't answer their phone. And it was because of one bad apple that changed the course of that organization. So it was painful for me. I didn't think that would be possible because I didn't have any previous experience in this business. So I left to Venezuela. And to my surprise, when I get back, over 2 months later, I realized my residual was twice as much. So I called Ambit Energy, and I just wanted to make sure everything was right because I was afraid that if it was something wrong, then I had to pay the consequences of that. And they told me that it was one of the hottest summers in Texas, so our bands moved, and that's why my residual increased. Why am I telling you this? Because that created resilience for me. I believe it was a sign right at the exact moment when I needed it. I was going through that, as I call it, a heartbreak in the business, because when you are new, we let that get us. We let that affect us. Then we realize it's part of our journey. That's how we develop character. If you ask me if I'm the same person that I was in 2012, I will tell you absolutely not. And that doesn't mean I know it all. That doesn't mean I am perfect. I'm far from that. But what that means is what I have learned in this business is something that money can never pay. After 2 degrees, after doing everything I can to be educated, after all the effort my parents did to give us the best life for us to come to this country, I'm telling you that nothing compares to the learning lessons I have received in this business to grow a thicker skin, to grow more character. And that's what we call resilience, that power of bouncing back from every difficulty. 2017 happened as well. Knee surgery, tore my ACL. I had to spend 1 month again in bed. What happened that month? I didn't have to worry about my residual income, about paying my bills, because Ambit was there. So what I learned is we have to take massive action for when the next inconvenience happens. As long as we are healthy, as long as we have, you know, everything that is needed to build this business, which is a phone, truly, or a computer, then we have to take massive action because we don't know what could happen tomorrow. And what this business does, it really takes care of us when we need it the most. You know, I love saying that we are in the energy business, not because, yeah, we are in the energy business, even though it's actually the business of people, not the business of electricity or natural gas. But I perceive and I insist when people talk that it's not the energy business, I say it is the energy business. But the energy we give to others, the energy we add, the energy we bring whenever you show up, because that's what allows everybody to find inspiration to give the best versions of themselves. 2019 came. It was one of the hardest years for me personally. I have to make one of the most difficult decisions since I have been in this country. And most people didn't know that. When I had to host Simulcast. When I hosted that event, I remember getting off stage and calling my parents, and with tears in my eyes, I told them I did it. Because inside, I was going through, again, one of the hardest times in my life. Why do you think I was able to deliver that day? Because of people. Because all of you. Money has been there. But when we backed it up by inspiration and service, it is incredible what we are able to do. That service and that inspiration is what keeps you going through the most difficult parts in your journey. And when you keep going and when you keep showing up, then you will start with more action, even when you don't feel like it. So the bottom line of all of this is, it's important to keep showing up, even when we don't feel like it. That's how we feel. We build resilience. The resilience leads us to more action. But when that action has trust, trust in the system, trust in the leadership, trust in this partnership that we're having, the fact that we are part of the Vistra family, the fact that we have all these conference calls, all those events that we have on social media, like Jeff said, we get to pick and choose. If it's not your style, then you choose some other forms of presentations or business building. Well, we have variety to choose from. I think it's easier to build resilience when we have options. What's hard it is when the only option you have seems difficult, seems almost impossible. So here we are talking about how to keep growing in this business. We see the glory and the celebration of all the leaders that get on stage, and we don't even imagine that they're going through rejection. They're going to, events of rebuilding their business all over again. Because just so you know, if you haven't been in this business long enough, it is normal to have to build the business all over again. Probably this is a little too realistic to share, but I feel we all deserve that. Like Jeff said, sometimes we have the illusion of something when we see social media. We think everything is perfectly in place in those people's lives. A lot of people see my profile and they see me traveling, enjoying life, thanks to this business. Absolutely. I really do owe it to this business. But what they don't know is that lifestyle is possible because of the resilience that I learned from this business. So when you add up the money part, oh my goodness, my little boy decided to talk. When you add the money part to the learning experience that this business brings, you realize there's nothing in this world that can pay for that. That character is what we teach others. When you inspire other people, when you bring that energy to other people, and they get up, they stand up, they get back to their feet just because they saw you doing it as well, you are creating an actual legacy. The money comes by itself. All it takes is to get back on your feet and keep showing up. I want to thank you for being on this call again. I want to thank Brian. I want to thank all the leaders that do everything it takes to give us the tools to keep growing. Because if you see, we have absolutely everything right now to get ready for that next crisis that I don't wish on anybody. But again, we learn is part of life. So my question to you is, what are you doing so the next crisis doesn't feel as hard? I don't want to imagine what my life would have been if I didn't have Ambit during the pandemic. Because the previous year, as I said before, was so, so difficult for me that when the pandemic happened, I could finally take a break. I didn't have to show up. I could actually use that time for myself to take care of everything that I had to do internally so I could be stronger, to keep doing what I want to do, what I love to do, which is serving, which is being there for other people. And guess what happened when we focus on getting better to be better for other people? Money comes. Because we start doing more, we start helping more, and that creates a domino effect. Everything else that Jeff said pairs perfectly with what I'm saying, because that's the structure of the company. That's the leadership, the corporation, everything else that we need on the other end. So what we need to do is on our end is keep showing up on the calls, on the meetings, trainings, everything that is in place, because you don't know when one person can get inspired just because they saw you or just because they heard your story. Thank you very much for being part of the Ambit family. I can't wait to see you again. I know I'm counting the day for simulcast, but in the meantime, we'll keep showing up on social media and on our rallies and our business presentations that are starting to take place in person. It is a blessing to be part of this family, and I'm sure I have learned from everyone, every single one of you. Have a wonderful evening.